everything you need going into the day.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I've already been in touch with our good friend Will Huss already this morning. Trail wants to build your next building for you. They just really want to talk to you about it. Well, they want to know why you're building. They want to know what you're building and see if they can help you out. Many times that you're going to get your, or maybe a completely different building experience than ever before. That's what Trail does. To find out more about the better building experience, more about this process that has worked, more about how you're going to be shepherded through the entire process, a delivery method that works. Now, they can do it any way. They deliver any way you want to do it. Trail's different. You're going to see it. You're going to notice with the experience. You're going to notice with their relationships. You're going to notice with how it's going to be delivered on time and on budget. And they're going to exceed your expectations. And really, you're going to see a completely different way of building something you've ever built before. TREHEL.com. Find out how it's different, why it's different, what makes them so great at Trail. TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006. Tony Morrell joins us on our guest lines now from TheBigSpur.com. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning? Hey, Tony. Is our phone lines up over there? Do we have him up over there?
Got you now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's quite all right. Not a whole lot to review maybe from the Akron game, but let's do that. Defense looked much better. Offense looked a little bit shaky, some turnovers, and I guess weather had an awful lot to do with some of that. What are some of the lasting takes, really some of the significant takes from the win against Akron?
Well, not a whole lot to report from that game. I think that was sort of a necessary evil, a game they needed to play to improve their bowl standing. Like you said, weather did not cooperate. I'm not sure how focused South Carolina was during the week leading up to that game. I think the coaches were probably more focused on recruiting and doing everything they could to not get behind what some of the other staffs were doing in recruiting that week. So, not an overly surprising outcome or performance from South Carolina, that there was some sloppiness offensively given the weather and all the other factors. But like you said, the defense did play much better. I thought some young guys like J.J. Nagbare and R.J. Roderick, Israel Mukwamu, some young guys really had good days. And I think the experience they picked up not only Saturday, but here in the second half of the season, I think for a lot of those young guys is really going to pay off next season for South Carolina. And I think they've got a chance to be a much deeper and more athletic group next year on defense and really have a chance to be an improved group on that side of the ball if they can stay relatively healthy.
You mentioned the health. That was an issue with Zach Bailey. I take it's going to be out for some time now, and don't know if anybody else who coming back. I know it's a long time away. What's the latest with the health?
Well, Bailey's it actually was not as serious as they originally feared. It's his fibula, lower part of his fibula, and they think he'll be fine for the draft and should be ready for the combine and everything. So the good news there is it was not as serious as it potentially could have been or was originally feared. But as far as the other guys coming back for the bowl game, they do expect Bryson Allen Williams to return. And I think that's, one of the biggest guys that they could get back. DJ Wanham is still up in the air. Coach Muschamp was not real committal on him, wasn't sure exactly where he was in the healing process. So we'll have to wait and see how that one shakes out. But if they get both of those guys back, it would be big. Aaron Sterling, Jalen Dickerson, J.C. Horn, all three of those guys are expected back. And those would be guys that could give them a boost, Dickerson, Horn in the secondary, and Sterling from a pass rushing standpoint. So they should be a good bit healthier against Virginia than they have been the last couple of weeks.
How did the bowl selection come down? I know, it used to be the bowls were in charge. It seemed like the conferences are so much more in charge of it. Who's involved in that? What could Ray Tanner have done? What bowls were out there for him? And kind of walk us through that process.
Yeah, I think it really has the power has shifted to the conferences now, and it's really them dictating to the bowls who they're going to take, and the conferences trying to get the best matchups they can. So You know, the Gator Bowl, I think there were multiple members of their committee who wanted South Carolina, but it was, you know, a scenario where they only had so much power. And I don't know that Ray Tanner really could have done anything differently. I think both sides presented their case, and I think South Carolina would have liked to have gone to the Gator Bowl, and the Gator Bowl would have liked to have had them, but the SEC felt like the Belt Bowl was the better matchup for the conference and you know, the better route to take. So they will be in Charlotte here to end this season and then back in Charlotte to begin next season against North Carolina.
Yeah, back-to-back games up there, and it's interesting. You'll see two ACC schools, including Mike Brown, on that list. Any thoughts about the University of Virginia? I know it's early, but I don't know how much you got to play them or anything that Coach Muschamp said about Virginia so far.
Yeah, he hadn't said a whole lot. You know, I know that their quarterback is a mobile guy who can he hurt you with his arm and his feet. So that's something that South Carolina's defense is certainly going to have to be prepared for. You know, pretty fundamentally sound group on defense from what I've seen and heard. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty good matchup for South Carolina overall. I think it's a game, you know, they should win if they play the way they're capable. Jake Bentley has the kind of game that he's had for the most part here in the second half of the season. I think it's a good matchup for the Gamecocks, and I think they have a good shot to get to their eighth win this season and finish on another high note this year.
Thoughts about Deebo Samuel? I criticize it. I don't like it. Any guy skips this out. Your thoughts on it personally about the decision he made not to play?
You know, I can see it from both sides, but my feeling is just given his injury history and you know, how many injuries he's dealt with over the course of his career, I get it from his perspective. You know, he just is coming off a great performance against Clemson in front of a lot of NFL scouts. And, you know, I think he feels like there's not a lot to be gained by playing in the Belk Bowl. You know, I certainly if it was a more meaningful game, I think he would not take this route. But I think he's got more to lose than he does to gain in this scenario. So I can see it from his perspective. But I can also see it from those who criticize it and you know would like to see him stick with his team and play. But he's been a model teammate and citizen and student throughout his career. He's been through a ton of adversity and worked his way back from it. And I think he's got a chance to play a long time on Sundays if he can stay healthy and get in the right system. So I get it. I understand it. But, you know, we'll just have to see, I guess, history – or not history, but I guess the future will show us whether it was the right decision or not. But I can understand why he would want to begin his NFL combine preparation and just really start focusing on what's next for him.
Juniors with some decisions to make. Kinlaw says he is coming back. Talk about what he was really looking at, what he might have been facing, and maybe some of the other juniors out there still had not made their decisions yet.
Yeah, with Kinlaw, you know, he's a guy that we thought maybe the most likely guy to go just based on what he was telling people coming into the season. But I think he, assuming he sticks with this decision, I think it's the right one for him. I don't think he's ready for the NFL. I think he has the opportunity to really improve his draft stock with another year in college and, you know, continue working on his fundamentals and you know, leverage and pad level and all the things the coaches have worked with him on. He's got a lot of ability, but he's inconsistent and, you know, just is still inexperienced. I mean, this is his second year, at the major college level and, you know, still has a lot to learn, but has a lot of the things that you can't teach. So I think he made the right decision. You know, some of the other guys, Jake Bentley has been pretty open in the media, that, you know, unless he's hiding something, which I don't think he would. I think he's coming back. I think he knows he needs another year of development. I think Donnell Stanley is a guy, you know, he technically has another year of eligibility, but has been in the program for 5 years. So I think with him, it's going to come down to whether he feels like another year of college can help him or not for the NFL. I think it probably could, just another year at center, since he's only played one full year there. But I could also understand that if he feels like it is what it is from a draft stock standpoint right now, if he's ready to go to the NFL, I would understand that decision. And then Brian Edwards, I think is a guy that, you know, has NFL tools. I think he's going to play in the NFL for a long time, but I think if you look at the number of drops he had early in the year and just some of the inconsistencies he had earlier in the year, I think he could improve his stock by coming back next year and having a more consistent year and just playing in the offense without Deebo Samuel being the featured guy and would have a chance to put up some big numbers next year. But I think he'll file his papers and find out what his projection is, meet with Coach Muschamp and Brian McClendon and the guys and make a decision with him and his family.
Final ones from recruiting. Let's talk about several aspects here moving forward. The coaches are on the road right now and trying to finish up this class. Overall numbers still left of guys. How many more commitments you think they take? What's the range of commitments they can still take?
Well, I don't think Jamario Holly is going to end up being a part of this class. That would open up a spot somewhere in that, 5 to 6 player range. Their big focus right now is in the secondary and on the offensive line. Chris Steele is a guy that's going to get an in-home visit from Travis Robinson this week, and then Robinson and Muschamp will go back next week and do another in-home together. I think they believe they are right in the thick of that one and have a chance to land him, and I think he would be a big pickup for him in the secondary. They are still recruiting Tyron Hopper, the 4-star linebacker out of Roswell, Georgia, who's committed to Florida. He was in over the weekend for an official visit and is probably going to sign early, but he's not an early enrollee. And I think they've got a chance to potentially turn him. They're going to have this weekend right now, it's all committed players that are scheduled to visit officially. Rodriguez Fitton, Kevin Harris, Trayvon Kenyon, Kevion Mullins, Cameron Smith, and Keyshawn Toney will all be in this weekend. And of course, Zach Pickens is playing in the state championship this weekend, and I'm sure a lot of those guys will be supporting him and his teammates as they try to win the state championship. And then he's already taken his official visit, so he'll sign later this month on the 19th and then enroll in January.
Early enrolling numbers, what do those numbers look like at this point?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be 10-plus guys when all said and done. Some important guys like Ryan Helinski, the quarterback, Zach Pickens, I mentioned, Joseph Anderson, another defensive lineman, some guys that they really think have a chance to make early impacts for him next season. So it looks like it's going to be another good group arriving in January.
And the final one, as far as the best case scenario, mark it down for it. Are there two or three guys on the board that really make make or break here in the last week or so?
Yeah, I'd say Chris Steele in the secondary would certainly be a big one to watch. Jamie Robinson would be another out of the state of Georgia. It's probably going to be South Carolina or Tennessee for him. I think Tyron Hopper would be a great addition to this class. They need more athleticism at linebacker, and he's a guy that certainly fits the bill. Ja'Kai Moore on the offensive line, and then maybe one out of Darius Washington and Matthew Bedford would be two to watch there. But overall, I think they need to probably bring in three guys in the secondary, two on the offensive line, and then maybe one best available type guy that could be Tyron Hopper.
All right, so let's go tell us about the BigSpur.com. You got a lot of stuff coming up, including some official visits this weekend.
Yeah, should be a lot of recruiting stuff on the site throughout the week. We're tracking the coaches as much as we can in terms of their in-home visits, and we'll continue to report on those. And then, like you said, a good group of visitors this weekend. We'll have follow-up with those guys starting on Sunday morning, and should be a busy time leading up to the early signing period, which starts on December 19th. So if anyone out there is considering it, we'd love to have you join. Just go to thebigspur.com.
2 weeks from tomorrow, that signing day. Let's preview signing day next week when we talk. Hey, Tony, always appreciate it, man. Looking forward to it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
All right. That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Game day, lake day, any day, it's Lakeside Lodge. Go by and see our friends at Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. The condo tells, the ones you get the studios, the 2 bedrooms, the 3 bedrooms. You can rent these out when you're not using it. Get back a little revenue from that. But look at the lifestyle, the amenities. This is a completely different lifestyle. And if you've not been by, I've been by their sales office and seen what these drawings look like. I've been by the property and seen this earth being moved over there now, and this what should be just an amazing place. Go by and see our friends at Lakeside Lodge, lakesidelodgeclemson.com, over there by Ruby Tuesdays. Check in and see the great folks. Let Taj tell you about what they're doing and how they're doing it. It's lakesidelodgeclemson.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Touching on more of the Ohio State situation, your thoughts on that. More of the Debo Samuel stuff, your thoughts on that. Also have some thoughts about some recruiting stuff at Clemson and then the quarterbacks that are in the college football playoffs and how that picture changed in the last 12 months or so. Short break, more on your turn right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Marcus Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Marcus today, 864-214-2375, 864-214-2375.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and 4 generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14 karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Fleiler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with it, with us. Our friends at Pajamagram want to tell you about the latest, greatest, and get you ready for Christmas. Now, guys, we know you're looking for the perfect gift, and guys, we know that you can't find the perfect gift, and we know that we're terrible at shopping. We know that we don't want, she wants what size she is and what she wants and what she needs. So let me make this easy on you. When it comes to Christmas gift buying, your wife or girlfriend would love Pajamagrams and the Perfect 10 pajamas. The Perfect 10 is their brand new pajamas from the Pajama Experts Pajamagram. The PJ Experts have the perfect 10 PJs. They've created this for a great softer than silk and gentle, relaxing touch. She's going to love it. You'll like it as well. This is a way to make sure that Christmas goes great. And here's the best part of all this, guys. You don't have to wrap it. Free gift wrapping. We all know we can't wrap very well, so they can take care of that for you. Christmas delivery is still guaranteed right now. They back it with 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. The Perfect 10 pajamas are destined to sell out, so you need to go ahead and do that now. Pajamagram.com. Go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com, and tell them that Mickey sent you. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our health care text line, 986-1566, and our Twitter feed, Zach's off Twitter. You get me at Mickey Plotter at Mr. At Mr. War 24 is gone. On the text line, on the Twitter feed, Kevin says, question, if a player decides to sit out the bowl game, do they still get bowl swag? I don't think they do. I doubt that they do. Why would you get the bowl swag if you're not really a part of the team? That's my guess. I guess that depends on every situation out there. Zach, let me touch on this quickly in this segment. The four quarterbacks. It's crazy that going into the spring, the number one quarterback at Notre Dame, the number one quarterback at Clemson, and really the number one quarterback at Oklahoma. I mean, at Alabama. That hadn't been decided yet.
That was decided at Alabama, wasn't it?
No, I remember all the way up. I'm talking about in the spring. Going all the way up into fall, Saban didn't say who he was going to play. Remember that right before the game?
Oh, yeah, and he was yelling at the reporters on there.
Now, Notre Dame switched the quarterbacks.
So quit asking.
Yeah, Clemson switched quarterbacks. Really, the only guy that we knew and we thought we knew, well, Kyler Murray was in a little battle over there for a while. And I tell you how right I am all the time, Michelle. I don't tell you how wrong I am. I was wrong about Kyler Murray. I didn't know Kyler Murray was going to be this. I saw him at A&M, and he had that little Martian cartoon character from the space modulator look to him with that big old helmet on, that little tiny little body. I knew he had great speed, but I didn't know he could throw it like this. And you got to give Lincoln Riley a lot of credit for that offense. But didn't know, man. Just didn't know. So I was wrong about that. But it's crazy to think about, you and I do this all the time on the show. We look at all this planning and thinking who's going to be great, and we do win games for all this kind of year. This time last year, we had no idea the four quarterbacks would be the quarterbacks in this game or in these two games. If you think about it, too, remember Ohio State had a little quarterback competition this spring before Haskins ended up winning it.
Yep.
So the Heisman finalists announced last night, Tua, Haskins, and Murray, all of them were in quarterback battles. It's crazy how all that works out, that you think you've got it all figured out, even at the most important position, and you got these great players, but they had competitions out there, even changes that were out there. In discussing, and we'll discuss 2019 pretty quickly here, I didn't know who Ian Book was this time last year. Crazy to think about.
He gives them a shot, at least in this game, right?
Ian Book?
Yeah.
Yes.
Brandon Wimbush would not.
Right. I agree with that. He gives them a chance, a puncher's chance in this game. I think the game will be closer than some think right now. I reserved the right to change my mind 300 times between now and then.
It's an 11.5 point game right now. That's a spread.
I think it will be a single-digit game in the
You love talking FPI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clemson has a 71% chance to win this game.
Really?
71.
What's Alabama's FPI?
I do not know that off the top of my head.
You want to look it up?
I would love to do that.
Why don't I look it up?
You know what?
You bring in Average Ray and I'll look it up. You want to try that one time?
Yeah, we can do that, of course. Let's... Joining us from Virginia this morning, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Good morning, Average Ray. How are you?
Hey, it's Irish Ray.
Oh, Irish Ray.
Irish Ray.
I thought I said Average Ray on my screen right here.
No, it's Irish Ray. What's going on, fella?
Nothing much. Top of the morning to you, Irish Ray.
I like average, top too. Either one of them work right.
Yeah, right. Hey, I got a buddy down there in South Carolina telling me Clemson folks down there are pretty up and on because they're only 11.5-point favorites. Nah. They feel like this should be 2 and 3 touchdown favorites.
Now, we get 700 text messages a day. We get 13,000 Twitter followers. We get all kinds of phone calls. I've not heard one Clemson fan say that. No Clemson fans.
Oh, really? Okay. No. I was just checking because I was like, yeah, that don't sound right to me because the way I see it, and I just heard y'all make a statement on it, it's going to be a one possession game in the fourth quarter. I don't think either one of these teams are going to blow each other out.
I would agree with you. I think it's going to be a close fourth quarter game. I think Clemson will be, and maybe, you know, in my mind, I think Clemson up by double digits. Notre Dame might score late, kind of a thing, to get it to that. I think Clemson might be in control of the game. I think Clemson's a better team, but no, I don't think anybody out there, any Clemson fans, feeling disrespected by 11.5-point spread.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, the way I see it, you know, because Notre Dame got a heck of a defensive line, and so does Clemson. There's no denying that. And the way I see it, whatever quarterback flinches first on either one of the defensive line gets pressure on them, that's the team that's going to lose. Whatever quarterback cracks first, that's it.
Yeah.
And neither one of those quarterbacks have showed that this year.
Right.
They're both good under pressure.
Yeah. I would say this. I would say that your running game, you can't win without a good running game. And a part of that's going to be Book taking pressure off and throwing these big wide receivers you guys have, big 6-foot, 4-inch wide receivers, not game breakers, not guys who get behind defenses and take the top off of defenses, but guys, you know, big physical guys in the underneath passing game will help you a lot. But I don't see how you can win the game without a little bit of balance. And that's going to include, I think you got to get about $150 running the ball. And both these defenses are great, but I got to tell you, the college football playoffs, it's a lot about offense in this thing, man. I wouldn't be surprised if it took 30-something points to win for either team.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump down.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame is more than capable of putting up 35, 42 points. You know, we've done it against, you know, we did it to Virginia Tech. We did it to Stanford. Mind you, in games that we were supposed to lose, we was underdogs. I was at the Stanford game. I watched us blow the top off of Stanford. Where Stanford finished? 8-4? What was it, 7-5, something to that effect?
Yeah, 7-5, yeah.
Okay. Then I look at the Virginia Tech game, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, everybody, oh, we're in a Sandman. A song was supposed to beat us. What was it in the third quarter? Dexter Williams took it 98 yards to the house and shut that down?
Right.
You know, we're capable of hanging with, you know, Clemson points-wise. You know, I feel like it's going to come down to defense on both sides of the ball. Whatever quarterback flinches first, that's going to be the team that loses.
I like your new defensive coordinator. I think he's a bright mind, a bright young mind in it, and I think you got enough. I don't know if you have the athletes on the edge. I don't know if you have speed on the edge. The carpet might make a difference, but it's going to be a close game. Should be a good game.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout-out, too, to Michigan there. With Urban Meyer retiring, they've become from back being a basketball school to a football school.
I don't know. You can't give up 62, you know?
You're right.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate it, Irish Ray. Look forward to talking to you later in the month. Call us back later on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Average Ray, Irish Ray, same thing.
It's close enough.
Their best win was the Michigan win. Their next best win was Syracuse. What did you say?
Yeah, probably.
Now, Clemson didn't have a lot of great wins either. It's not like these two teams were tested a whole lot throughout this season. Todd is in Salem. 654 Roar. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey, Zach. Hey, you guys were talking about quarterback controversies just a moment ago, and keep me straight here, but Clemson had one going into the season and figured it out. Oklahoma did as well, and Ohio State did, and also Alabama. And if I'm right, that's 3 out of the 4 teams that were right up in there in the hunt to win the national championship. So could someone say that a quarterback controversy is somewhat healthy for a team that's trying to win the championship?
Well,
it sounds like, as a result, it is.
Think about it like this. Let me go over the college football playoff rankings for you, okay? Alabama had one. Clemson had one at number two. Notre Dame had one at number three. Oklahoma had a battle at number four, but it wasn't really a controversy. Georgia had one at number five. You had some people wanted Fields at five. Ohio State had a big battle at number six. I had a couple guys transfer out there again. Michigan, Shea Patterson, that was a battle up until last week. That was number seven. You didn't have that at Central Florida or at Washington. So you could say of the top, basically a little bit of controversy. Now, how much bigger at some places than others, but the top seven teams in the final college football playoff poll had some quarterback issues at least in this season or in the preseason.
Right. And also, I just want to get your synopsis on what it's going to take from Clemson to hold Notre Dame to, say, defensively speaking, to, say, 18 points, and I'll take that off the air.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the phone call. Clemson's going to score more than 18, so you feel good about that. I'm not sure. I was reading, Anna Hickey wrote this the other day on her website, the 247, a very good site, and she used to cover Notre Dame. She made it sound like that Dexter Williams was a good back, not a great back. Dexter Williams, 941 yards on the season. I think that first and foremost, you got to shut the rushing game down. If you can do that and force Book to throw the ball when he doesn't want to throw it, or when you force it. And Book completed 70% of his passes this year. 19 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He had a good year. But a lot of that is predicated on the balance of the offense and the play action stuff. Shut the run game down. Shut Dexter Williams down, and then you get him in you know, down and distance stuff where you dictate the down distance and you come with your pressure. First and foremost, I think that happens. On the other side of it, you got to tackle. They've got these big, huge wide receivers, the Boykins, these big 6'4" wide receivers. Being physical with them is a big part of that. I don't think Notre Dame is this explosive offense. I don't think that they're capable of. Let me see, put 40 points, 4 times he should have scored 40 points. But, remember this, 24 against Ball State, 22 against Vanderbilt, 19 against Pittsburgh, 31 against Northwestern, 24 against Southern Cal. I don't think you're going to see this explosive big play offense a whole lot out of it. Williams had the long run against Virginia Tech, but, shut down the running game and then pressure Book in down pressure situations and third down. And second and long situations. Probably a big key there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Did we finish up on Debo? We all finished up on Debo's thoughts. You say injuries and he didn't know what anybody, and we just disagree on that one.
Yeah, the guy's assuring his future. I got no problem with that.
Okay. Is he going to get in a car and drive anywhere?
Yeah, I imagine he will.
Can you assure me he's not getting any car wrecks?
No, but I can assure you he won't get injured on that football field playing the game.
What is he going to train?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to go out and do drills, running drills and catching passes?
Are the chances of him getting hurt less or more in that situation?
I don't know, man. I see a lot of non-contact drills.
Be smarter than that.
I see a lot of non-contact injuries.
No, it's less if he doesn't play in that game.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
The guy has a future in the NFL. He's protecting himself going forward. I got no problem with it. You shouldn't either.
No, I do have a problem with it. I don't like any idea that a guy is a part of a team that lifts with the team, that runs with the team, that prepares with the team, that we're all about the team, and then all of a sudden the team still has a game to play. The team is still is going to practice, and the team is going to play a game, and all of a sudden you're not a member of the team anymore. If Dustin Johnson wants to withdraw from a golf tournament, that's Dustin Johnson's deal. It's an individual sport. If a player wants to withdraw from a team, then that's a whole different aspect. I don't like it. I don't get it. And to be honest with you, I'll tell you this. If I went back to my reunion, getting the fellas together again, coming back to celebrate your bowl win against Virginia. That guy's different than me. I look at that guy. When I shake the guy's hand from now on, when I look at the guy in the eye from now on, I look different. He's not one of us anymore. He chose to do what's best for him. He's not one of us.
Does what he accomplished at the school beforehand, how he carried himself as a person, a student, an athlete, any of that matter going up to that?
Other than that, Miss Lincoln, how was the play?
Okay. We're going to agree to disagree. I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change mine.
No, no, that's okay. We can disagree. You can be wrong about all that's fine. finally, in this segment, I want to touch on this. Did you see Spurrier firebomb Clemson fans at the ACC championship game?
No, I did not see that.
They do the legends for every school. And it's hard to believe. Duke football, how long was T. Spurrier at Duke? 3 or 4 years? I guess he was offensive coordinator for a little bit too. But did you see where, or they introduced these legends, the legends of the ACC. What's funny is like Boston College legend or like a Virginia Tech legend or a Syracuse legend. And they were legends like McPherson was a Syracuse legend, the ACC legend, and he never played in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ah. Anyway, so they introduced Spurrier and the Clemson fans are booing him. And he puts up one finger, then two, then three, then four, then five, and then waves at the crowd. He just can't help himself just to be a turd, can he?
Good for him. He earned it.
He did. He earned it. But, like, just hand himself some class. Just, like, wave.
Good for him.
Get it, you know, get it, whatever. Bobby Bowden was a legend. He was not there. A couple of guys that were not there. But guy just can't really help himself. I guess he just thinks he just has to be there. I guess that's his MO through all that. I just got a very, very interesting email from my friends over at Palmetto Dunes, and it reminds me to tell you about Palmetto Dunes. Our friends at Palmetto Dunes or PalmettoDunes.com, let them handle you and take care of you. You know, I told you this. I am big on pickleball. I'm going to get into pickleball in 2019. I told you this, Zach. I'm going to be a pickleball guy. Well, Palmetto Dunes Oceanfront Resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, continues to demonstrate its commitment to the up-and-coming sport of pickleball. Their award-winning Palmetto Dunes Tennis and Pickleball Center has doubled in size recently, expanding to 8 pickleball courts up to 16 now. And new courts that have been renovated in Mid-Island Hilton Head Resort, they've unveiled these in October, along with these 16 pickleball courts, all lighted for night play. It's one of the best pickleball areas in the country. I'm getting into pickleball. At my age, it's the best thing to do. Pickleball, pickleball, pickleball at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning oceanfront resort, PalmettoDunes.com. I want to congratulate on our Palmetto Golf Board today, Walter Todd, who won the SCGA Senior Player of the Year. He dominated the Player of the Year standings this year and beat a really good field of a bunch of great seniors in the state. But once again, repeating as the SCGA Senior of the Year, Walter Todd, good friend, great guy, a great player, and a better person than player, but a great player. Congratulations to Walter for winning the SCGA Senior Player of the Year. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Again, for you pickleballers, you tennis players out there, or doing both, go down to one of the world's best, one of the best resorts in the country for pickleball, Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. A short break. We'll come back, wrap things up, and tell you much more about tomorrow's show when you return for the final segment after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
This Tuesday, the Clemson men's hoop team will be hitting the floor as they'll be hosting our friends from New Jersey when they take on the St. Peter's Peacocks at 7 p.m. With broadcast starting at 6:30, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours, and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies. 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hey everyone, my name is Ben. I'm a personal trainer at Gold's Gym in Cherrydale in Greenville. Here to talk to you today about Optinos. It's a nitric oxide booster, all natural, clinically tested. I'm taking it. My clients have been taking it, seeing incredible results. Increases in your leg press, arm size, your bench press. You need to get your own bottle today. It's good for increasing your recovery, your endurance, and making sure that you have better lean muscle gains. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Get your bottle today.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, the Garage Flooring Specialist. Sometimes I get phone calls and I'll say, hey, what's your, and you get this over there too, Zach, like, what's the garage flooring people again? Carolina Flooring Specialist. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Tim Worley will come to your home or come to your business, 404-8158. No obligation phone call. They'll show you their colors. There's really nine designer colors that they use. They use much more, but there's nine they use more than anything else. You're going to love them. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Get that garage floor done. It's, to me, One of the best things I've ever done to our home, and my garage looks great as a result. Increased the value of my home by much, much more than you'll ever put into it. It's a Carolina Flooring Specialist, the high-performance epoxy-based, slip-resistant, stain-resistant floor. Looks great. Check out their things online. Call Tim today, 404-8158, 404-8158, the Garage Flooring Specialist, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let's get to a couple of phone calls in the final segment of the show. Robert is in Greenville. Robert, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Just had a couple comments about the Clemson Notre Dame game. Two, I think there's some there's going to be some sort of unknowns because both teams, sort of for the most part of the year, I'm not saying they haven't been tested. We know Clemson played Texas A&M and Syracuse. They had their quarterback situation there, but for the most part, they've sort of glided through the season. Sort of same thing with Notre Dame. Notre Dame had they beat Michigan. They had a couple of close games they probably should have. It's sort of the unknown. You got two undefeated teams. Wanted to get your opinion on that. And the other thing about Notre Dame, and I'm not a big – I think Clemson's going to win the game, but Notre Dame's schedule at the beginning of the year, if you looked at how tough it was going to be, it looked pretty tough. They can't help it that a bunch of teams, Power Fives, laid eggs. I mean, same thing happened with Clemson, Florida State, and some of the other ACC teams. So want to get your opinion on that, too, and I'll take it off air.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the phone call. I agree with that. How teams will react to being tested in the fourth quarter, neither has been a lot of that. Clemson with Syracuse and Clemson with Texas A&M. Notre Dame a little bit with Vanderbilt. A little bit tested late with Michigan. A little bit with Vanderbilt. A little bit with Pittsburgh. A little bit maybe with Southern Cal, but not a whole lot of tested there. And he's right. You know, make these schedules out, and I don't know why we have to do this. Conference teams are only, like, Clemson has four non-conference games a year. But yet we got to schedule them 15, 20, 30 years in advance, it seems like. Basketball, we don't even release basketball schedules. They're playing 30 games. They're playing 12, 15 non-conference games a year. They do these 1 year in advance. On paper, going into – when they made these schedules out 5 years ago, you think Michigan, you would think Stanford, you would think Virginia Tech. Navy's been pretty good. They were terrible this year. You would think Florida State. You would think Southern Cal. On paper, it looks like a good schedule. However, in 2018, it didn't turn out to be that way. That Stanford was not as good as we thought. Virginia Tech was not as good as we thought. Navy's not as good as we thought. Florida State's not as good as we thought. Southern Cal's not as good as we thought. So I don't know why we have to make schedules out so long in advance. I think we need to put a 2 or 3 year deal in there, and let's go that route. You like it, Mr. War 24? Basketball does it.
It's not a bad little route, is it?
No.
Get you coming up with all kinds of good ideas this morning.
That's what I do. Chad's in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. Hey, I had a call in yesterday to talk about the Jalen Hurts stuff. And, Mick, I was as happy as anybody for Jalen Hurts. You know, it's awesome what happened. But isn't it a sign of society, like, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, or, you know, growing up, like, he did the right thing, right? But it was almost like he's they're going to have a parade for him. He's now this hero. And to me, Mickey, like, he did the right thing. Like, 15 years ago, it wouldn't have been a story. Because people didn't transfer when they lost their jobs in the middle of the year. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing with the bowl game with Deebo Samuel. I cannot believe that Muschamp came out supporting his decision. Now, I'm not going to say that Muschamp should have come out and criticized him, right? But I just that's really hard for me to believe. And my question for you is, did sitting out of the bowl game ever happen before the playoff? Or do you think the playoff has ruined bowl games? Because – I mean, you know, Mick, we've been, you know, super blessed and spoiled now, but can you imagine the next time Clemson doesn't make the playoff and we're trying to sell tickets to the Gator Bowl or even a New Year's Six Bowl? I mean, nobody's going to care. And so I want to get your thoughts on that. Did sitting out ever happen before the playoffs? And I'll hang up a listen.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. First things first. On the idea that he's doing the right thing, you know where I stand on the transfer stuff. But we get a text saying, hey, how about Mickey with the old man take? Well, you know, if old man equals being loyal, then I'll just have to be an old man. If old man equals character doing the right things, then I'll just have to be an old man. And if that's, I'm sure that doesn't go well with whatever generation you want to talk about. But that's, I'll just be loyal to you.
It's a very black and white description of the situation, isn't it?
No, the guy on the Twitter, on the text line here says, how about Mickey with the old man take? That's old man saying, perspective.
From his perspective there. Doesn't make you an old man. It just makes you have an opinion on the matter. Doesn't make you a generational thing that you can't be loyal from generation to generation.
Maybe not. I see what you're saying there. I'm with you, Mr. Or 24. You're loyal, right?
I would think so.
You're loyal to your fiance?
To the fiance, family, friends, this job.
Right. No doubt. On the second part of it, yeah, the college football playoff has rendered all other bowl games meaningless. But what's different than that in the BCS? Wasn't the BCS game number one versus number two? Did any of the game really mean anything? Like, you're fighting to see who finished third, right?
Yeah, but they still have more prestige, didn't they?
Why?
I don't know, but they did.
I don't know if they do. I don't know if they did.
At that point in time, when it was still the BCS, we were excited to go to the Orange Bowl, weren't we?
Because you hadn't been to the Orange Bowl.
But at the same time, it's a BCS bowl. It was a huge deal. It was a big deal to get to go to those things. Now it's nice to go to a New Year's Six Bowl, but at the end of the day, you know it's not a semifinal for the college football playoff. I think he's onto something with that.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying that
there is a prestige to it that it's.
But I don't understand why we lost the prestige to it, because in theory, under the BCS, where number one played number two. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
In this scenario, if we went number one versus number two with the old BCS, and it's Alabama and Clemson playing in the BCS national championship game, and Georgia's going to play Texas in the Sugar Bowl.
Yep.
Does it mean more now, more under that scenario, or college football playoffs and Georgia and Texas are playing the Sugar Bowl?
That's a great point.
Still the Sugar Bowl.
That's a great point.
I don't know. I really don't know that. I don't know why it has to be that way. I'll be totally honest with you. I think that, am I right by saying that Fournette and McCaffrey were the first two?
Off the top of my head, yeah, I believe so. The most notable, at least.
I think that you got to, one of the things you have to get to is, where do you draw the line? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Where do you draw the line? What's the line for you? The line is you have to play every game?
No. All right. Are you telling me that you understand Debo because it's just the Belk Bowl?
It's just the Belk Bowl, and he's going pro next season.
Okay. New Year's Day 6, you draw the line there. Should the juniors that are going pro at Georgia, should they play in the Sugar Bowl?
I think so.
So where is that line?
I think it's a prestigious bowl or the playoff.
For
me it is, but that line is different for everybody, isn't it?
But yeah, but what I'm saying, right, how prestigious does it have to be? Let's do that on tomorrow's show. Like what, sure. What if you're Zach Orr, what bowl games do you play and what bowl games don't you play in? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because then you could do this. In the NFL, you can play in preseason games?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. You're getting paid a lot of money to play in those games, aren't you?
Yeah, but you're getting paid a scholarship to play in these games. That's what you signed up for. And let me ask you this, Mr. Or24.
How do you respond to the bunch of texts that we've gotten here? Well, you know, coaches can leave. Or, you know, how do you respond to juniors leaving early and going to the NFL?
You finish out your season, then you leave.
You finish out the season, and then you go.
Yeah, any junior that wants to leave in January, man, that's great, but you play your bowl game.
Is Scott Satterfield coaching the App State bowl game?
Huh?
Is Satterfield coaching the App State bowl game, or is he going to Louisville?
I think that App State wouldn't want him to coach. I think App State wants to move on. For the most part, you want to move on. Let me ask you this.
So it's different for coaches than it is players.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
Yes?
No, it's the same. It's the same. App State wants to move on and give their new guy a chance to come in and move the job. If App State wanted him to coach, I think he'd probably still coach. If he wanted to coach, I think he's probably still coach. But you want to move on because you're done with him or he's done with you then. Let me ask you this. The Oakland Raiders right now are 2-10. Should their players play the rest of the season?
Players are getting paid millions of dollars. Yes, they should play the rest.
So now it's a money thing.
Because they're playing for themselves in a sense of a contract and their future worth in the league. Yeah.
But if you played well in a bowl game, are you playing for your future worth in the league a little bit?
You could, but do you not feel like if you're Debo Samuel, you've established yourself at the collegiate level enough to where you can train?
Do you feel like if you are, who's great for the Raiders right now? Not a whole lot of people. Do you think that the best player in the Raiders has established himself in the future worth in the league?
That's a good question. It's one that's worth asking.
Yeah. So the line, what I'm saying is, once you draw a line, then line's going to move. I like black or white. That's it. That's the line. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. We're in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com, and get in touch with bradhughes@shirts.com. Better coverage, better rates. Get in touch with Brad Hughes, 292-3001. Today, we'll forget Brad's thinking. Brad is out today. Brad is sick today.
So get better, buddy.
Yeah, get better, my friend. Skip the music. Quickly, what do you have 2 minute drill for me?
St. Peter's at Clemson tonight, 7 o'clock. Tickets as low as $2. Get out there early and often. Can't wait to see you tonight.
All right. My 2 minute drill brought to you by EricDeaton.com. Hey, I got to tell you, I didn't know this, man. I told you, these students, you got to find a place to live. You got to do it now for next year. Why? I don't know why you got to do it so soon. It's like football schedules. EricDeaton.com, full service real estate company. Our great friends, Eric Newton at EricDeaton.com. Congratulations to Hunter Renfro, who wins the Burlsworth Trophy for the nation's top former walk-on.